Então, tirar me.
Awesome. Welcome back to the Don't Judge Me podcast. You're today with Sir Nigel, House of the Wave Files from the Dark Gray Triad. I was looking left because I'm not right. How's everyone doing today? I hope everyone's doing fine and dandy. I know who else is fine and dandy.
Pause. Pausey pause, pause, pause. However, thank you for the compliment, Sir Nigel. And thank you to the jury for tuning in to this episode of the Don't Judge Me podcast, episode 176, where it is absolutely your pleasure to make our acquaintance. To reach us, leave us a voicemail at 410-834-1562. Email us at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com or message Sir Nigel on his House of Wave file messaging system, aka WhatsApp, at Don't Judge Me Podcast. Your comments will be shared with other jury members and you will be judged accordingly. For more content, you can visit our YouTube page. Just search for Don't Judge Me Podcast. And now let's proceed with this show and continue to judge in life. Sir Nigel, how goes it?
You know, honestly, it's going well. I've had a busy weekend, which is not usual for me. But had a good time. I went to a three-year-old's birthday party.
Sweet.
I went to a game night. I saw my mom as always. I played some video games. I'm at the put in a network adapter for a PC, and I'm ordering shelves as the good homeowner I am. So I feel like I'm being productive as well as broke. So I feel like I'm doing some things, which is cool.
I was going to call you a nerd because you were putting in a network adapter. You were building PCs. Are we dueling energy drinks? I currently have a sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah, I have a Kirkland cold brew.
Not quite the same. That is definitely a Costco purchase.
Yeah. No, honestly, I was talking with one of my friends, Snowcone, I was sharing her the story about, the Costco lady where I got the haircut.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And her immediate response was, you need to get her, Nigel. And I was like, why? She was like, you get everything from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense for you to get your wife there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Tag and bag.
Yo, like, I'm like, honestly, she's right. I need to find Mrs. Taylor. So my goal now is to make a shirt that says, I'm looking for my Costco wife.
You know what, though? That would absolutely work. You would get, at the very least, you would have so many conversations based off of that shirt.
I buy everything else from Costco. I buy my sustenance from Costco. Why not fulfill that other part of my life from Costco as well? Like, I can get tires. I can get a coffin. I can get vacations. I can get, like, probably lenders.
You can get a swing set. You can actually get advice on vacations. So,
yes.
honeymoon through Costco.
Exactly. Why not also find the woman of my dreams?
The woman of your dreams with an employee discount.
Yo, and that's what my joke was. She was like, yo, they make good money. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I was like, and honestly, I'll live off of a rotisserie chicken every day. Like, I am good.
$5.99, that's like, easy.
Why am I not signing up for this? Like, what? Like, let me find a Costco baddie.
That is also the title of this episode. I am looking for my Costco wife.
Yeah.
Let me notate that so I don't forget. 176, I am looking for my Costco wife.
Love in bulk.
Would you ever have a McDonald's wife?
No. Well, you know, because the McFlurry machine never works. I mean, she got trauma. She ain't worked through something. And, you know, that's probably, she got a baby daddy. That's what that's a McDonald's wife right there. She got a baby daddy. That's the McFlurry.
Mm-hmm.
Was bad as they probably mixed because, you know, they're Oreos, right? Like, so that ain't in my category. I don't want to fight against a fellow light skin, right?
Okay.
For love and affection.
Got it.
And yeah, so I feel, no, I don't want a McDonald's joint. You know, it's also fake. You know, McDonald's used to have a squad, you know, squad. I mean, it was Grimace, the McBurglar. You had fucking the woman. I don't even know who the woman was. I forgot her name.
She's a chicken or something.
Whatever.
The pigtails. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Remember her? Then it was somebody else. And then
the hamburger
head. Hamburglar, Grimace, the chick. And I think
it was one that was just like a hamburger, right?
Yeah, it's the McBurglar. No.
It was the striped one that was like a person face, and then there was one that was just like a hamburger.
Yeah. What? Well, I don't know their names.
Maybe I'm getting confused with the toys. Because you know, remember they had the little Transformers back in like 1989, 90.
Oh yeah.
And those were the greatest McDonald's toys that are ever been invented.
Yeah, I remember when they partnered with remember the moon junks, like the moon guy?
Neil Armstrong?
Nah, it was like they actually had a moon. Right, let me see if I can find it. McDonald. I'm just gonna type in McDonald's squad. Let me see what I get.
Okay.
Who the fuck? Oh, there was a. I forgot about her. Okay, hold on. Yeah, my bad, y'all. That actually is more than just. I don't know who these people are.
Please show. Please share your screen.
All right, boop. You got to promote me.
I thought I'd let everybody share. Yeah, everybody should be able to share.
Host disabled participants screen sharing.
I did not do that. All right. 1 second.
But dog, there's like a squad. I remember all these people, but I don't at the same time.
Make host. All right. No, I don't want to make you host, and I won't be the host.
You make me a co-host?
Stop video, make host, rename. I can call you whatever I want. Putting that's fine. In. I'll just make you the host. I don't care. You're the host.
Well, I can make you. Hold on. Just for... Okay, well, I guess just for this purposes. Oh, that is weird that they won't let us do...
I pay good money for this Zoom account, goddammit. It's not working to the fullest of its capabilities. You know what I call that? Racism.
let's see. Okay. I'm going to promote you back. And then...
You are now the host. Okay.
But I switched the setting. So you see my screen?
Yep.
You know all these people? Look at this. So this is the Hamburglar.
Who's that captain? It's a captain.
I remember scientist him and a professor? But I don't remember him. I remember this guy. I remember the chicken nuggets. Remember those guys?
Okay.
Then there's this chick who I actually pictured I pictured her with stripes. So I merged these two. Okay. Like I was thinking about their baby, which I don't know even that's canon. Then these Bamas. I remember these guys, but I don't remember what their purpose were. I remember the hamburgers, because he used to try to kidnap them. Okay. And this. And then the machete. So with that being said, right?
Who's the captain?
I don't even know. I
there's, forgot there's what his a purpose pirate was. With a parrot and a C on his hat. Listeners out there, members of the jury. If you know who this mysterious figure is, with the McDonald's crew. I don't know who the professor is or this captain is. In fact, I invented a whole new crew member that was a big ass hamburger, but that was not true.
No, actually, I feel like they were. So like, hold on. Because I remember that person too.
This is the Mandela effect, where we think Berenstain's Bears is spelled one way and Mandela passed away back in the 80s and it didn't happen. We all just think this.
But you know what? It's probably what happened is that you and I were doing the podcast. We messed up, look at a mirror, and then we both got transported, and
we were sent to another dimension. Who do you think is the more hardened, war torn employee? A McDonald's employee in the hood, or any Walmart employee?
McDonald's.
Okay.
The only reason I say that is because Walmart employees, Mayor McCheese. Sorry.
Who's Mayor McCheese?
Hold on. So
there you go. I was right. That's the hamburger head dude.
He's the mayor of McDonaldland, the fictional world seen in McDonald's commercials. He has an enormous cheeseburger forehead. He's voiced by Howard Johnson, later Bom Joles.
The voices are dumb, but I knew it was a thing. I am not crazy.
Yeah. Apparently, this is like the fan lore of McDonald's.
I mean, it's a wiki.
McDonald's wiki.
The wiki article about McDonald's. So, yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome. Now, where's the... Oh, okay, there it goes. Okay, yeah, my reasoning. So, the McDonald's employee, you got that after hours, where Bama's is drunk, twisted, trying to get some McNuggets and shit. They trying to fight, they trying to survive, right? Both because they twisted, they coming back from Love or Ibiza, right? Or whatever insert club name, right? You know, Bama's is broke, trying to steal, doing most of this. I feel like in Walmart, you could just hide. I've never really seen an associate approach me in Walmart asking me if I need help.
I heard today on a different podcast that a gentleman was like, I went to a Walmart and do you know they actually offered me customer service? I ain't never been here before in a Walmart where they got customer service.
It's almost like, you know how like with deer, like as soon as they see you, they just like run away. Like that's the energy I get for Walmart associates. Like it's never their department. Whoever you bump into is never, it's like that same energy with like Home Depot too. Like it's never their department.
Oh no, Home Depot has been helpful. I've gone into Home Depot.
I don't have it.
10 minutes before closing. It was like, hey, you got any bird seed? And the dudes are like at the front door, like just ready to lock it. And I was like, you got any bird seed? And he was like, yeah, it's down to aisle 56. Just keep going. Don't go straight. Turn left. It's going to be right there. And I was like, yeah, this is perfect. So I hustled my butt down there and got the bird seed and left out. Thank you, brother. So Home Depot has been good to me.
That's good for you. I don't get that service. But I also seem to find those people. Because I've had a guy who was like, yeah, we don't have it. And I was like, well, what's that right there?
Not it.
So now I'm like, all right. And so he starts walking off. I move the ladder because I know how to use them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he looks at me like, I know you're not about to go up there.
I was like, you ain't getting it for me.
And so then you can just see like the question, like, if he injures himself and I'm standing here on video, do I? And like he's negotiating, like, I wonder if I'm in the blind spot. Like, I mean, like you can see the like, but anyway. So I'll take Home Depot off, right? Maybe there's some good. It sounds like you have a good experience. Walmart, never. Like I swear, Walmart, it's always, hey, do you know where the candles are? Nah, I don't work in that section. I didn't ask you that.
You're holding a box of candles, though.
I know you had to restock at one point. You know where they're generally located, my boy.
Nah, he just show up, get the X-Acto knife, open up the boxes. Put stuff on shelves because that's what they told him to be for the next 40 minutes.
But that's the thing. I really feel like a lot of times with Walmart's energy is like, all right, let's say I'm in electronics, right? Even electronics person don't help. They just stand at the cash register.
Ooh, okay.
And then it's like, hey, can you ring me up? And they kind of like, I guess. And it's like, you're at the register, dog. They're like, nah, you're supposed to go in front to get rung up. And it's like, no, I don't. You can ring me up right here.
So I have a question. If we were in high school and retail stores, be it fast food or big box stores, were high school superlatives like best smile, most athletic, most likely to succeed. Let's give these retail stores some high school superlatives. So I'll start with best smile. Who gives you the best smile? You can think about that. I'll think about that. And I'll just throw out an answer. The best smile in a retail experience, I would give to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A gets best smile. Yeah,
I hear that.
Because they're forced to do it. Like it's the
yeah.
It's a part of the job requirement. So Chick-fil-A for me would get best smile. Who would you vote for best smile?
Yeah, maybe. Well, we just doing food?
No, food, Office Depot, Staples, whoever. The retail experience. We could be in the mall, the shoeshine kids at the kiosk, like the them dudes too.
I feel like I've had some good experiences in Tarjay. So
Tarjay gets best smile for Sir Nigel.
Okay. I give Target. Yeah, Target.
What superlative do you want to grade?
Class clown.
Who would be the class? Big Lots. Big Lots is the class clown. Because who the fuck shops in Big Lots for anything? Why am I going to? This is a joke, right? This is a joke. This is a joke. I'm going. Yeah, I came here to look for pots and all I find are drapes and doilies. Like this is what happens when you go into Big Lots. That's the class clown.
You know, honestly, I kind of want to go with, I actually went to Walmart in this just because, especially if you go to a super Walmart.
Okay.
Like, you walk in to the groceries, then you immediately, like, kind of land in the furniture section. Like, it's just, like, it's like, I understand they're making it convenient, but I swear it seems like they're never up to stock.
Mm-hmm.
Again, no associates walking around. So it's got to be a joke. Like, how do you, and then like half the time, they got more. I've never seen every register open at a Walmart, but yet they have 100.
It'll be 65 people in a line, self-checkout. And then Walmart has self-checkout on both ends. And only one end will be open though.
Yeah.
And then they'll have two lines with employees ringing things up.
Did you know that they have a Walmart choir?
Like they got a Kirk Franklin? Stolen Property, is that the name of the choir? Like what the fuck? What are we doing? Refunds and Exchanges? That's what they call them. We Still Got Layaway is that first single? Like they got a choir. What are they singing about?
Well, let's play a song. Hold on. It sounds religious-y.
Do you put Walmart's choir on your resume?
Oh, yeah.
Activities, member of the Walmart choir.
Let's see.
Proficient in Excel, sings alto in the Walmart choir.
Now, mind you,
Eyes of a Child. A Walmart associate choir.
Can you hear this?
I can hear
it. I can't. That's weird.
It's got some other stuff playing as well.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got your fire starter music is playing.
Yeah, I can't seem
to like your EDM.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to have to lead me through this because I have no idea why I can't hear this.
I am now the choir director. Okay.
Can you feel the rhythm?
Can you feel the rhythm?
It's coming from your soul.
It's coming from your soul.
There's something in your story.
There's definitely a white dude singing.
Something you should know.
And it's something you should know.
Got to be
and then
reason.
Some woman comes in. She's a little off key.
You and I are here.
Oh.
There's got to be an
There's
answer.
No soul in this choir so far.
It's feeling very neat.
Well, there's too much time wasted.
Yeah, this is.
Tell you what we're gonna
this is
do.
They're from Tennessee.
We're gonna like, jump, shout, tell them all about it. If you want
all about
the world
it.
To see.
If you want the world to see. You can't make waves just standing still.
Other words.
I've had enough.
Okay.
This is, I would not put that on my resume. It is not good music. It's like Chuck E. Cheese animatronic music. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's just Chucky and crew are just up there doing a robot. Mouths, the jaws are just dropping open and close and scaring the kids on birthdays.
Ah.
Are you here now?
I realize, I guess I was bouncing back and forth between my sound audio, so now I can hear it. I just pressed play on it, and it was not good.
It is not good. It is
the I feel like you'd hear like a
nah. I didn't get that. I got, we're going to the Cracker Barrel, not the Cracker Barrel, we're going to the Old Country Buffet right after this session. Like, this is not a good time.
The question, how do you think this idea came about? You think like an exec did it, or somebody was like, hey guys,
no, that was an employee. That was the employee family survey
here at Walmart, and we want to sing together.
No, that's the employee survey when an associate filled it out and came up with the idea. What can we do to make your Walmart experience better? Maybe if we started a choir. I like to sing. We sing together sometimes on break. That was an employee idea. And that employee now works for Hertz Rental Car because they realized how stupid it was. And then they got away before they can continue with it.
But yeah, they get class clown.
Because they class clown. Walmart gets class clown. All right.
They're ridiculous. That's funny.
I don't know if this is a real superlative, but let's go with most likely to succeed. So what retail experience would I vote for most likely to succeed? The Apple retail stores, that's the most likely to succeed. They're all buttoned up and cleaned and polished, and they have this uniform setup. It's just a couple minimalistic colors. It's like, this motherfucker tried. He is trying his best. Whether or not he's the best student or not, doesn't matter. He does the work. He presents himself in a way that looks like he knows what he's talking about. The Apple retail stores are the most likely to succeed.
Hmm. Let's see. I'm trying to think what I would go with. Oh, I have another category. Let's see. For some reason Kohl's keeps popping in my mind.
Kohl's keeps popping in your mind. So most likely to succeed.
Well, you know, because look, if you hear me out, right? Like,
I'm listening.
I've been to Kohl's like maybe once in my life, and it was because I think I had a girlfriend that just swore by it. And I always seem to hear about Kohl's. Like, they have Kohl's bucks. Like, they actually have like a currency. I've heard some good things about Kohl's. I don't ever see them, but yet they have been around for eons. I feel like it's like a caveman made fire and there was a Kohl's behind him. Like, I just feel like they've been around for a long time.
Once the fire was lit, the shadow was up against the wall of the Kohl's.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Like, I feel like Kohl's has been around for a very long time. Never been in it, but they're doing very well. I feel like, I don't know if this is accurate or not. They may be about to go in bankruptcy. I have no idea, but I just feel like they're consistent.
So this is what I say about Kohl's. Kohl's, sure, they have stuff, but do you really want to pay for it at Kohl's? Because you go in
someone
there,
is.
Because you go in there and it's like, oh, this is this much. And it just, everything feels like it's the wrong price. Everything feels like it costs too much because it's in Kohl's. Like, there are no real sales or anything. They got like some brands that you recognize and know, like Nike. Pacific Sun, I think, is in Kohl's. Like, I don't know. Levi's.
Okay.
Under Armour. But, you know, you go into the shoe section, it's abysmal. It's not any shoe that you really want to buy, but it's like, all right, I can get it. It's always like the knockdown version of the more popular shoe, the one without the air bubble. I think they did fantastic during the air fryer days of the pandemic. Kohl's was racking up because they were the ones, they would have the air fryer that was also the pressure cooker, or they always have like the electronics that combine two in one, like the toaster and the microwave. Like, they'll have that kind of stuff there. But Kohl's is not sexy. Kohl's is not sexy at all. But you said you had another superlative that you wanted to grade.
You know, I already forgot it. What was I thinking? I feel like it was like, I just know whatever I thought was, it, my answer was going to be rainbow. I don't remember what I was thinking.
Who could rainbow be?
I think it was like most likely to like.
Most popular? Like was rainbow?
Maybe. I forgot what it was.
All right. So if I went for most popular.
We could do most popular though.
I would, most popular would absolutely be a tie between Old Navy and McDonald's. They would be most popular because everybody that you know has a piece of clothing or a flip-flop or something from Old Navy. And who the hell hasn't had a McDonald's french fry? Everybody then went through everything from Old Navy to McDonald's. Like it's just, they're just so associated with everything American. Old Navy and McDonald's to me would be a tie for most popular.
Most likely to have an OnlyFans.
That is not a high school yearbook superlative. But
we're making, this is the Don't Judge Me.
This is the Don't Judge Me podcast. Most likely to finish high school and immediately start an OnlyFans page. Who would that be? Zoomies? Like, I don't know. Hot Topic. Of course it'll be Hot Topic. Hot Topic would. They've already got an OnlyFans in the back of the store. I took my kids there a couple weeks ago. And I was just like, stay near me, guys. Don't go wandering.
don't talk to anyone.
Don't go wandering. Just,
they have the opposite of Walmart. Someone like just, will approach you.
Like we're just going to stay by the t-shirts.
You need help?
Oh. Yeah, we're just going to stay by the t-shirts. Don't go in the back to the right. We're just going to stay on this left wall by the t-shirts.
Or I'll throw in there Spencer's. I feel like Spencer's is like, you ever been to Spencer's?
Spencer's is more like they...
They're the weird kid.
Yeah, they're the anime girl OnlyFans model with the pink hair on one side and green on the other. Hot Topic is definitely the emo grunge girl with piercings through everything, or dude, whatever. But Spencer's is your vote for most likely to start an OnlyFans page the day after graduation.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Like it was already like borderline there, but it wasn't like legal.
It wasn't legal
to
yet.
Do it. Yeah.
As soon as she turned 18 or he turned 18, it was a ball game.
Like there's a couple of chats on document somewhere.
Like, busting those bushes wide open to show the world what it is. All right, here's the last superlative of me. Valedictorian. Who would be the valedictorian of this mythical retail high school class? Now I got to sit with this one for a second. Who would be the valedictorian?
I'm going to throw it out there and go with Amazon.
Amazon is the valedictorian.
Because Amazon holding it down. I mean, they got AWS. They got shopping. I mean, you know, they got the next day sometimes. Their employees are a little, but like, I mean, that means they're kids, right? They're kids. They got, all right, they got a spectrum. They got like 12 kids. Some of them are okay. Some of them are
They did the work. Yeah, they did the work.
Yeah, but they're successful. Like they come to the family reunion like, yeah, I got 13 kids, but I'm also a millionaire. And it's like, okay, well, you got it. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Amazon.
The valedictorian. See, I think of valedictorians is like underperforming after high school. Like that was their peak.
Like they peaked.
Peaked in high school. So
I may change that. Then.
For me, the valedictorian would be.
Oh, I have one.
Staples, because they've got all of the school supplies and they were prepared every year.
Yeah,
they put on the front perfect attendance. They had the stickers. They had the notebooks. They had the backpacks. They had everything you needed to be the best student. They had practice Scantron sheets. They had printers. They had computer, everything they needed to be that student. But then they got stuck and they never went beyond that point. Staples would be my valedictorian about mythical high school.
If we're talking generational, I feel Bath and Body Works.
Body Works? Bath and Body Works is the OnlyFans model that it didn't pan out for.
Right. But the only reason I think because it's like after like I swear actually, like it was a big like hustle bustle for cucumber melon, then now like you don't ever hear like people still wear it, but no one talks about it like it used to be, right? Like they're thriving maybe, but But then I guess the other one I had was TJ Maxx. Cause I feel like they still exist, but I don't know. I see them every once in a while. It's like, you see Susan? Oh yeah, like at a gas station. Like, that's TJ Maxx. Like, I feel like they're still
out there. I guess
there.
She's doing all right. She
you gotta, you gotta look for them. Like, but you go in there and there's like a fucking Hardee's in the food court and you're like, what is happening? Or you know, a Kmart maybe?
She opened a rental space for to throw parties and stuff like that, and she blows up balloons. Like, she's doing all right. She's doing all right.
Or even Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
R.I.P.
Nah, Blockbuster went to the military, and nobody heard from them since. Like, that's what happened to Blockbuster.
That's they facts.
They just like finished school and then just went off.
They hooked up with Hollywood Video, and you never heard from them.
They were first stationed in Okinawa somewhere, and we ain't never heard from them since.
Never heard from them again.
So, yeah, that was cool. That was just random. Speaking, because it all stemmed from me asking about McDonald's employees. Did you know, and I feel like this is something you covered a long time ago, but I don't know because I saw it recently. Some McDonald's franchises don't let employees quit until they talk to the store manager.
Oh, yeah, I think I did. Well, if we didn't cover it on the show, I think we talked about it. But that is so out of pocket. I don't get it.
If you have a McDonald's employee and they want to quit, let them quit. It might get violent. Like, this is not going to go well because you want them to talk. They said in a little sign that, you know, things could be smoothed over with this, just some discussion. We can figure it out. You'd be amazed.
There's nothing.
You'd be amazed.
If I'm ready to quit, there's nothing a manager can say to me while being manipulative at that point. Because, you know, you're pretty much trying to convince a 15-year-old that they need work. Mm-hmm. And so this person's like, I don't want to be here. And this person is about to gaslight and finesse the shit out of this person to stay on shift because they don't want to hire a new person. This person is about to get the razzmatazz.
The razzmatazz. Would you like to role play the razzmatazz?
Sure.
Who would you like to be, the employee or the manager?
Let me be the manager. Let me see if I could gaslight this young full Jay into giving up his hopes and dreams to rely on the night shift.
Fuck this job, man. I'm out. I quit.
Jay.
Fuck
I'm your
you
buddy
want,
here. I'm your buddy here. We're family.
What do you want?
We're get family on my face. Here. I want to make sure you're happy.
These niggas get on my nerves. Yo,
yo, all of them. Fuck them. What's going on? We're family out here. What's happening? What you so mad about?
Donnell. This nigga gonna tell me I can't work the register when I just got off the register. And y'all not trying to give me my break.
Well, you want a break? We can do a break right now. You know what? I can't do lunch on me because we can't afford that. Look, I got some leftover fries on the table. You want those?
No, nigga. I quit.
No, you don't want to quit. You know what I'm saying? That's a permanent
nigga,
break.
Nigga, back up.
You want to look fresh out there in these streets, right?
Back up, nigga.
Look, what about you're a little too close player. Yo. What about I order you these McDonald's jeans and get you fly out here on these streets?
What the fuck is wrong with you? McDonald's jeans?
Hold on.
Nigga, I quit. Are these the action jeans?
Yo, no, but they legit make McDonald's jeans. Hold on. Hold on. You get you some McDonald's jeans, player. See these jumps?
Red Monkey made McDonald's
look
jeans.
Look at these. Literally, McDonald's.
Travis Scott McDonald's jeans.
Yeah, boy.
Hype moves in mysterious ways. That is terrible.
Look at that.
Hold on. What about the one that got McDonald's written across the crotch?
Oh, yeah, boy. Look at that. You don't want that?
They got little inseam McDonald's like tags on the pockets. That is not even boot cut. That shit is like galoshes cut.
Stiff. Got so much starch, fucking start a fire and shit.
You can put your duck boots on first and then pull your jeans over top of them. Mm-hmm. Those motherfuckers is wow.
Look, you get a little emoji jump. Look, and a McDonald's belt buckle. Jay, let me get you out here dripping with freshness. What's his face ain't got that? Come on, man. You're making this money. Where else are you going to find a job that allows you to have kind of weekends off?
That nigga look like he does the Naruto run when he
leaves work. Oh, yeah, he definitely does. I mean, look at the shoes, though. Like, yeah, these jobs.
It should be weird.
It's not even the guy. What the fuck is that? There's this one guy. I haven't seen the guy that I'm looking for, but like, look at these giants.
This nigga is in McDonald's with the McDonald's.
Yeah, because you can see the cup. You know that's McDonald's. Look, and all of them got it. He got it. They got the same outfit.
I feel like when he walked in through the doors, like the Matrix effect should have happened when he just started leaning backwards and shit started moving in slow motion. Because it's so meta. Like, how are you gonna be in McDonald's wearing the McDonald's jeans?
Bruh. Look at these jumps. This is a manager right here. Look, after 10 years, dog, you can get these jumps.
That's look, a you reason.
Got the cups right there.
That's a reason to quit.
Bruh.
McDonald's jeans.
Bruh. Congratulations on the decision to join the team of good people. People who care working together to create a real and lasting difference. That's what makes the McDonald's. It's a spirit that shapes our attitudes and actions, the pride we have in our jobs, and the path we take to better opportunities. The people we serve and work with makes this a very good place to be. I say all this to Young Jay, but I act like I'm saying
it. You pull out the jeans and you read it as I'm saying.
Yeah, pretty like, much.
I'm just waiting on my ride. Like,
no, I pretty much am reading it. Like,
I'm knocking over cups, stealing apple pies. I don't even like apple pies. I'm just bringing down the grills.
So I can sue you. Get the fuck I'm gonna take you to court if you don't work your shift on Friday.
How? How could they think that's even feasable or reasonable?
Well, that a person who
wants to quit.
Because you know
that a person who wants to quit.
Don't do it. I'm totally in the right here, Jay. I'm totally in the right here.
Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some literature. That's what they're saying. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some literature on the subject. You sure, man? Fuck it. That's exactly what. That's how it goes, man. That shit is wild. That shit is nuts. If a nigga want to quit, let him quit.
No, I agree with you. I mean, honestly, like the whole thing is so silly. Actually, no. Is this Travis Scott?
Yeah,
Travis Scott looks like.
He's a little scrawny. Is this skeletal looking brown skin dude? As soon as it opens, no, that's not Travis Scott.
Okay.
I was like, that is you assuming we all look alike.
Yeah, it is.
That is your 01 classification coming through.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I seen this one guy actually. He had the McDonald's jeans weren't bad looking actually on him, but like I was just like, yeah, you couldn't get me.
No, couldn't get most people.
Nah, you couldn't get on him.
Couldn't get most people for, what is it, $7 an hour is minimum wage? I don't even know.
No, but they give low. I remember I used to be friends with someone who worked at McDonald's. And this is back when I was making like $13 an hour, right? And I remember her telling me like, yeah, I make $5 an hour. I was like, bruh, I literally make like 3 times more than you. Like, and not even like, I'm not trying to like flex on her, but it was just like, how do you like? I barely survive on what I'm making. Like, how do you survive on that? And it was like, you know, she was night shift, so like she used to
didn't get night stores. Shift. She didn't get night shift differential. No. They didn't throw her like,
bro. She was working more? like the 9 p.m. to like 6 a.m. shift whatever the ugly shift is, and she was like, people would come in that jump twisted, trying to spit game. Like, and it was like out in Clinton. So it wasn't even like it was like in the city. Like, and she still dealt with, excuse me, random people. So when you asked me like the difference, I was like, nah, Bama's be. I told you about the story about when I pulled up to the McDonald's in Greenbelt at like 1 a.m. once, and there was a guy behind the counter in like club gear. And I was like, he don't look like a manager.
He was just.
And he wasn't.
He's just serving himself.
So he took my order and I got it. And then I kind of saw this like McDonald's worker like scared in the corner. And I was like, what's happening? And then the police showed up and I was like, I need to go. Like, I don't want to be. But this guy, he was working it.
Until he made the wrong move.
Yeah.
He shook the wrong shaker. Dun, dun. And then
yeah, yoink. Dun. McDonald's pants was real. And yeah, I don't see how you do that. Like, honestly, though, like to your point, like if I was ready to quit, like why do I need to talk to the manager? And I bet you he ain't working either. So, like, he probably not even going to take my call. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be like, hey, I got to talk to you. Well, I'm busy. like he would stretch that out for at least, like, 3-4 days before I could quit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean I can't? Yo, they sell them on eBay, yo.
Because they probably made a limited quantity, and then, like, it's all resale right now. You can't get them off the rack.
Oh, I'm gonna see I'm about to.
Find. I mean, they were like $300, son. So, you about to bid on some McDonald's jeans?
Yo, these 30 waist strengths was $5, yo. Hold on.
That's the starting bid, right?
I know, right? McDonald's jeans. Come on, eBay.
That's a way to waste money, man. I don't know why I want no McDonald's jeans, man.
Oh, snap. Hold on. I might lose weight to get in these jumps. McDonald's apparel collection uniform pants size 44-30, pre-owned, $14.
Wait a minute. Pre-owned? Like, how do we even know if they wore underwear when they put on these jeans?
Yo, they had that mud butt.
They was free, on they and was off free balling. They were free balling. And then was like, yeah, I don't need these anymore. I don't like the way they feel against my taint.
I think I found a distributor. ReadyToDistribute.com McDonald's uniforms.
That's the uniform. That's not the McDonald's jeans. That's not the swag.
Yeah, they got some. It's all pre-owned jumps. Work pants, pre-owned. See, they got the McDonald's on the back, though. That's what I need. No, there's no McDonald's.
See, that's different. That's standard issue uniform. That's not fashion.
Yeah, no, I need that McDonald's gear. But, like, who the fuck is spending $20 on McDonald's? Like, that's some YouTuber type shit, right?
When I worked at Foot Locker, I didn't pay for my stuff. I bought my own slacks, but the shirt they gave me. And then I was excited when they got some new shirts to give me, because we eventually got the long sleeve shirts
for the winter. When I was at Best Buy, like, the only thing I bought, I think, was a jacket. And that was just because it cost, like, more than what they were willing to pay. So, like, I wound up having to, like, come out of pocket for the difference or something like that. And it's just because I wanted a jacket, because
you were, I was young. In my face ass.
Yeah. I was one of those guys. And I was like, well, you know, mentally, I was like, well, it helps me kind of get in the mindset of I like this job if I'm rocking the swag, right? Yeah. But most places, I mean, like, even Best Buy, I got a couple sweaters. You know, I got several sweaters with my name on it, polos. Actually, at one point, I was cutting the sleeves off of them after I stopped working there and wearing them as, like, gym shirts. Like, this shit was...
You're a Hulkamaniac in a
Best Buy. Yeah, I was like, yo, I'm not going to get rid of it. I mean, like, I lived in this shirt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't sell it. But I did wind up eventually, like, just throwing them away. I think I have, like, one polo, one sweater now. I had two jackets. I had a Geek Squad jacket and a blue jacket. I think the Geek Squad got caught in a fire at my ex-girlfriend's place.
Did she set the fire?
I don't know. I can't say that she did or not.
Use your shirt as kindling to start the fire.
Maybe.
You like them.
Yeah,
a little crazy.
I have a Circuit City jacket. I still got all my name tags from all the old jumps, but...
Yeah, I got nothing. I had the Foot Locker shirt for years, but moving around a bit, you leave it in some place, like, fuck this shirt.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're not going to really rock it. Like, and in most other places, I didn't really have, like, a uniform per se. Like UPS and FedEx, I didn't need one. But I had my FedEx polo for a while, and then eventually got rid of it. That job was dingy. I didn't like that. But anyway.
My guy was out here living. But, sir, like, I don't really have much else. I didn't have anything to talk about to begin with, but, you know.
I got one. Let me distract you. Hold on. Okay, so we're gonna do this, man. Oh wait, no. Hold on. We're gonna do that.
Okay. The kid in the club.
Yep. So I want you to guess. Who did this song? I'm distracting you with the dancing. But who did this song?
That he's dancing to?
No, I'm about to. Because you can't hear it, right?
I can't hear anything, right?
Okay. All right, hold on. Can you hear that?
Yeah. So you want me to guess who is the person on that song?
Yes.
The man or the woman?
The man.
Steven Seagal.
Damn, you got that so fast.
The reason I got that so fast is because a couple of weeks ago, a buddy of mine was like, Steven Seagal has a reggae album out. And I was just like,
yes.
I said, because he's hard to kill. He can do whatever he wants. And I never heard anything of it, but just like the reference just stuck in my mind that Steven Seagal has a reggae album. And then you play that. And I was going to say the woman was Melissa McCarthy just to be ridiculous. But then I heard the voice and I was like, nah, that's Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal.
He came out with Steven Seagal's Songs from Crystal Cove. And this man chose to go with a Jamaican accent for this album.
Oh, you going to say something to him about it?
Yeah, I would.
You would? What would you say to Steven Seagal?
You owe non-Jamaican ass.
Snoop
Lion. I can say now, maybe like back in the day, no. But now, yeah, no, I ain't worried about Steven.
But it's just one of those things, like, I have no dog in this fight. It's wild. The idea is silly and preposterous. It is the most preposterous idea that ever came across anyone's brain. But I don't care. I don't have any investment in any of this stuff. So do what you want, Steven. You want to make an album in what is it? Songs from Crystal Cove? That's where fucking Mystery Incorporated and Scooby-Doo, that's where they live. Between Coolsville and Crystal Cove, like that's it's silly. And it's just like, I'm never going to listen to it. Whatever. He sold maybe 200 copies worldwide, I'm sure. No one cares. If anyone's offended by the Steven Seagal Caribbean rhythms, then there are more things in the world to be concerned about.
I did have one song that came up that had me think that you might enjoy this joint. Let me see if I can find this real quick. But yeah, no, honestly, I think I got probably the same, like maybe like fee, where it was like, did you know that Steven Seagal came up with an album? And I was like, this can't be right. And they did.
It's so like such a non-issue. You can't even make fun of it because it's just like, it doesn't even matter enough to tell a good joke about Steven Seagal having a reggae album. This is, you know what this is? A bad SNL skit. This is a Mad TV skit. Steven Seagal's reggae album.
Okay. I'm gonna play this song. Where is this?
Browning your titties. Okay. I get some volume on that one. This one might be good. There was no audio player. Well, you're not playing it.
Yeah, no. It keeps stopping and starting.
Definitely made on the Casio.
Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, he looks like he would make this song.
He sounds like Lil Yachty.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Boat.
I said, baby. Hey, baby.
Oh, shit.
You look so divine. You an angel from the sky, baby. What do I hear? Do I have to do, baby?
Boy.
Because, baby, I wanna drown in your titties.
I wanted it to hit better than that.
Yeah, I did too.
So like,
all right, yeah, I'm gonna stop that.
Concept is novel, execution is poor, because it's like he didn't. We had the greatness with what is his name, Dallas Dust, whatever. We had that the greatness,
Dixon Dallas or whatever.
Dixon Dallas, the greatest parody songwriter or whatever he is that you could ever come across, and then just to get this week, it's a letdown. Great title. Synthesized music and whatever, like it could have been better. It could have been better.
Oh, definitely could have been better.
I did not feel like I wanted to groove or sing along.
It was too slow. And then the random, yeah, baby. And it's like,
I give him points for that because it's a surprise, right?
It is definitely a surprise.
It's a surprise, but I don't think the song was any good.
But I also feel like clearly that's him. He also doesn't have that deep of a voice. So, like, that's the problem I have with it. Because at least if he had brought, like, his boy in that actually has a deep voice, that would have worked for me. But the fact that he was like, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. And it's like, boy, how many times?
Slide the scale down on the pitch player.
Yo, hey, baby.
But, I'll give him points. He won't get a follow from me on the Instagrams. Like Dixon Dallas would. Dixon Dallas would get a follow if I came across him, but I won't look him up because I don't want the algorithm to think I'm into that kind of shit. So,
yeah. But I will also say I found Captain Crook from McDonald's. The captain, also known as Captain Crook, until 1984, is a McDonaldland pirate character appearing in commercials, first seen in 1971. He is similar to the appearance of the famed Captain Hook from the 1953 Disney film Peter Pan. The character is comparable to the Hamburglar. But rather than hoarding hamburgers, he tries to steal Filet-O-Fish sandwiches.
I'm glad they got rid of him.
Yeah. But you know what's funny, though? Because it says human, male, American, height, 5'6". I'm like, you would think that they would...
He's counter tall. He's counter. So he can just go up to the counter, steal one, and run.
Yeah, I guess. But it just... But why stealing Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah, that was a bad concept.
Sir. Anyway.
That's just what it is. Well, I hope he doesn't steal our audio file so that we can upload yet another episode.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, members of the jury, for experiencing those proceedings with us. The actions have been arranged correctly, and our judgment is final. If you want to provide different input or share an agreement, please reach out to us via email at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com. Leave a voicemail at 410-834-1562 or hit up Sir Nigel on his House of Wave Files messenger system, aka WhatsApp, at Don't Judge Podcast. Remember, enjoy life. Do whatever you want with that life. Just as long as you don't judge me for judging you.
Yeah, don't forget about our Instagram and X profile at Don't Judge Pod.
It is Twitter. It is.
Yeah, I know. It felt so weird even saying it. It was like it felt dirty. Yeah, but slide through. You know, maybe show us them titties. You know,
hey ladies,
mm-hmm.
Oh, wanna drown in your titties, spelled with D's.
Mm-hmm. With a Z at the end too. Mm-hmm.
Titties.
Mm-hmm.
We want them. Serious. We mm-hmm. want them titties.
Yep. Yep. We want all of it. But I'll leave you guys with this. You know, when you guys are, you know, making those dinners, you know, getting out there and having fun times with your loved ones, you know, and you're making your pasta and the Parmesan won't come out, you know, just spank it on its little ass.
Spank it on its little ass. Enjoy yourselves, everybody. Good night. Good night.